This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tune Tuesday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April the 2nd, episode 627.
Good Tuesday morning to you, and I do mean a good Tuesday morning.
Well, if you insist on being accurate about it.
You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
Your time in the saddle ain't as rough as the life in between, and the fence isn't there for you to straddle, and you can't change horses in the middle of your dream.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tune Tuesday. I can't believe I've been doing this for 4 weeks already. How time flies. It's already April. Well, I don't know if any of you noticed our little April Fools yesterday. I was expecting some comments on Facebook, but I didn't see any, so maybe everybody thought the gay horse thing from the FEI was serious. I don't know, but we had a little fun with it. And I wanted to remind you that tomorrow is Wednesday, which means it's time for Wheel of Trivia. Call in, play, win hundreds of dollars of prizes on the wheel. All kinds of terrific stuff. So we would love for you to call. We enjoy talking to you on Wednesdays and having a little fun. And we want to hear some new voices tomorrow. You can give us a call at 905-347-637-3238. 347-637-3238. So we would love to hear from you. Well, Jamie and I are very excited that we're going to be doing a special musical episode like we do with the musicians, but the first time we're doing one a second time because he has a new CD coming out with all kinds of new songs. And of course, it's one of Jamie's favorites, a guy by the name of Jared Rogerson. You've heard us play his music here. We're not quite sure why he's not a huge megastar yet, but we're trying to help him get there. I'm going to play one of his songs called Heyday, and then I'm going to follow it up with a preview. He did a 5-minute video preview of his new upcoming CD that's going to be coming out the middle of April, and it's called Dirt, D-I-R-T. That's the name of his CD, and he did a Dirt preview here, and we're going to let you hear that right after his song, Heyday, and then middle of the month, you'll hear another musical episode that we're going to record with him, a whole episode devoted to Jared Rogerson and his new CD. We're very excited about that. He's a super nice guy, and as Jamie would say, he's hot. So here's Heyday.
Got to be another way. So I pick up my guitar and I write a song. Everybody hears and they sing along. Hey, hey, it's a heyday. Hey, hey, yeah, I'm making my own payday. My boss is such a jerk, I swear he never been outside, and I just been his yes sir man, and I'm running out of time. Everything about this is all wrong. It's time to live some dreams before they're gone. Hey, hey, it's a heyday. Hey, hey, I'm working on 31. I'm the as I'm going down this road. Cause I'll be there around 8 o'clock in time for my next show. My smile's from ear to ear where it belongs. Everybody's dancing and singing along. Hey, hey, it's a heyday. Hey, hey, yeah, I'm making my own payday. Hey, hey, it's a heyday. Hey, hey, yeah, I'm making my own payday.
I don't care what anyone says.
He taught us when to use spurs or a gentle hand.
Songwriting is personal.
And he called you partner. Well, there's no better brand. You were born to a hero.
It has to be.
So carry on his name.
It's what makes it real.
He's like a father to me too. And I know today that he's breaking colts up in heaven.
I love playing live. Getting up there in front of an audience, I guess for a minute, it's like letting them see right through your eyes.
Well, you've been living on white lines and asphalt. Time and strangers keep passing you by.
Since we recorded that last record, Peace, Love, and Horses, about 2 years ago, music has taken me all over the place. That kind of travel really gives you a lot of quiet time. Time to reflect on where you've been. I've been to so many towns and cities all over the western half of the country, riding bareback horses and rodeos.
I may be broke, but I'm not broken, though I just can't catch a break. It may sound funny.
Now, I get to go back to some of those places.
Paychecks are all broke.
Those exact places.
Oh, God bless you, Utah!
Right there in the arena again. But with a different job this time. But despite all that work, it really just comes down to making a song. Fortunately, with the life I've lived, I've got quite a bit of material to draw from. So here I am again, back in the studio, but this one's a little different. It's a new chapter, and it kind of brings everything back down.
Dirt, it's how I know I'm really free, and I wouldn't trade this way of life for anything. It's a hard, hard life.
These songs are for anyone who knows how it feels to win. Those who know how it hurts to lose. Those that get back up and dust themselves off because they know what 90 or nothing means.
It's a hard, hard life.
Yeah, they might be broke, but they've never been broken. You can find them about anywhere. Anywhere there's dirt.
No amount of money can buy. There's no amount of money that can buy. This dirt.
can't afford this dirt.
Jared Rodgerson, more from him coming in the middle of the month, and we'll find out all about his new CD called Dirt. And I'm sure he ate enough of it being a bronc rider all those years. Hey, don't forget when you're shopping at Amazon to stop on over to horsesinthemorning.com. First, click on the Amazon banner on the left side of the page, and then just go do your normal shopping. Doesn't cost you any extra, but we get a little bit of a kickback from Amazon for everything that you buy, and it helps support all of us here at the Horse Radio Network. And we certainly appreciate you listening, and we appreciate your support. Amazon, go to horsesinthemorning.com. Click on the link on the left side of the page.
She said, I can do that. It wouldn't take nothing but a whole lot of heart, iron will, and gumption. I'll just use what the good Lord gave me. So don't call me honey, and don't call me baby. Don't call me baby. I ride high. To be amazed, dedicated and grateful. And I try to be a good hand when a hand's what's needed. And I'll stay that way long as I'm living and breathing. And I'll die with my boots on. 'Cause I ride high in the saddle, always saddle my own horse. Still I'm every inch a lady from the outside to the by the cowgirl creep. Oh yeah, yeah. I can hear my heroes on the western wind say what's holding you back is keeping you in. Run and stare, but that ain't no way to live. So tear down those fences.
Templeton Thompson and Cowgirl Creed. You can buy all of her music at templetonthompson.com or on iTunes. Most of these artists, you can also find them on iTunes, probably the simplest way. 99 cents gets you most of the songs we play here on the show. Now, another young artist, also a barrel racer by the name of Chancey Neal. What Boys Do. That's Chancey Neal and What Boys Do. Chancey's like 19 years old now, having a great time down there in Nashville, working her way up through the ranks. And we think that she is going to become a big star here at some point. I don't know if you got to see yesterday on April Fool's Day, one of the American Idol alum by the name of Christy Lee Cook, who is also a horse girl from Washington and Oregon up there in the Northwest. She did her own little April Fool's joke where she had pictures of her being arrested and going to jail, and this story about how she got into a fight at a bar over the American Idol contest and that she should never go out drinking. And it was everybody, I think, immediately knew, especially her fans, that this was not real, because she is a very Christian and very good girl. She is one of the unique ones, I would say, in that industry, and she's fun to follow on Facebook. So Christy Lee Cook, if you want to follow a horse girl on Facebook that's also becoming a star in her own right, that's the one to check out. And we're trying to get her on the show. She had hurt her, or had something going on with her vocal cords, and she wasn't allowed to talk for like 3 months. And we had an interview lined up with her for Horses in the Morning and just didn't get the interview. It's going to happen here soon, because I think now she has her restrictions taking off. She can start singing and talking and doing interviews again. So we're hoping to get Christy Lee Cook on very, very soon. Well, we'll follow one young Tennessee artist with another horse girl by the name of Casey Smith, working her way through the ranks also in Tennessee and doing very well with What Happened to Goodbye.
Through my door, and it's too late to fight.
what happens with goodbye.
On to this brand new ranch. It was owned by a bunch of fancy pants, but they did have several high dollar trucks and trailers. Well, there was barns and pens. It was under construction, and I was informed by phone I'd receive my instruction in a video arriving in a padded mailer. It said, sort the cows in pen 11, then bring us a tag so we can scan them. And I didn't have a clue, but I took a sack full of them to headquarters. There was a lady at a computer typing in numbers, and the more she typed, the more I felt dumber, and she said, yep, 501's too old, gotta go back and sort her. I replied, I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. I don't know where I just landed, scroll me back to where I'm from, cause I don't need no printout telling me that it's time to wean. Never seen a calf pulled by a machine, and this information highway keeps my pony sore and lean. I ain't no cowhand.com. Well, my security pass / photo ID opened the gate and picked out a horse for me, and you punch in a code and it start an automatic feeder. Of course, you still had to step over what them cows was downloading, and you did hair analysis with a digital modem, and put a cow up on the screen, it'd tell you which bull's gonna breed her. Well, then they give me this laptop from my saddlebags, and it got dusty out riding drag, and I knew the boss was gonna have my hide. Well, they said, just boot it up, open the windows, something about a mouse and a bunch of menus, so I hauled off and kicked it. I kept the windows closed because it was freezing outside. I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. I don't know where I just landed. Scroll me back to where I'm from, because I don't need no printout telling me which stall to clean. Never seen a horse shod by a machine, and this information highway keeps my pony sore and lean. I ain't no cowhand.com. Well, then they start talking downsizing and linking up. I told them I was heading for the tall and the uncut. They could stick that Pentium right in their AOL. They was faxing emails and hazing the web, and they even had a megabyte RAM. That sounds inbred. I reckon those people wouldn't know the difference between a hard drive and a paper trail. I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. Don't need no information highway to get back to where I'm from. And I don't need no printout telling me which colt is green. Never seen a bronc broke by a machine. Besides, this little cell phone just don't fit good in my jeans. I ain't no cowhand.com. I ain't no http://, all one word, all little letters, www.cowhand.com. Yeah, that's what you get when you try to cross one of them computers with a cowboy.
Well, that was Dan Roberts in cowhand.com, one of the first songs we ever played from Dan. And you can hear an episode we did with him way back in episode number 86 of the Horses in the Morning show. You can find that by going to horsesinthemorning.com. Just type in horsesinthemorning.com. And you can look for... can go back into the archives there. It's very easy to do. You just click on View All Episodes on the home page there and scroll back. There's a lot of them now, over 600. So you scroll back to episode number 86, which we did on February 28th, 2011, a couple years ago now. But it was a very interesting episode. A super nice guy. He was talking to us while he was herding cattle. So it was a lot of fun. His daughter had major problems when she was growing up. up, and he talks about that and how they raised over $2 million with Garth Brooks for her. So a story worth hearing and listening to. And that was February the 28th, 2011. Now we're going to switch it up and head to the West Coast with a friend of Templeton Thompson's by the name of Patty Hall. As a matter of fact, it's through Patty that I met Templeton, I believe, and one of her songs called Long Ride Home. And she's a horse girl, has horses in her backyard out there in the Northwest.
Backseat is nice and clean. She rides as quiet as a dream. Someone dug a hole 6 long feet in the ground. I said goodbye to you and I threw my roses down. Ain't nothing left at all in the end of being proud with me riding in this car. And you flying through them clouds. I've had some time to think about it and watch the sun sink like a storm. I've had some time to think about you on the long ride home. Took your tiny hand, put your finger in the wedding band. Daddy gave a piece of land. Made ourselves the best of plans. 40 years go by with someone laying in your bed. 40 years of things you say you wished you'd never said. How hard would it have been to say some kinder words instead? I wonder as I stare up at the sky up turning red. I've had some time to think about and watch the sun sink like a storm. I've had some time to think about you.
That was Patty Hall. If you're looking for Patty on the web, you have to spell it right because there's two Patty Halls that sing. You're looking for Patty, PattiHall.com. There's a PattiHall.com that's also a singer and songwriter. You want the one with the I. And Patty did win at one point in, I think it was 2007, the Breakthrough Country Artist of the Year with a song called Waiting on the Train, and we're going to play that one for you next week. And regular listeners of the show know we play this next band whenever we can. Shay, the fiddle player in this band, is a listener of Horses in the Morning, and she's a horse girl, and the name of the band is the Rigels Band. Unfortunately, the Rigel Band, I just got an email. They have broken up, and they're going to be disbanding. So don't be playing no more music together. So in honor of that email I just got last week, and for our good friend Shay, this is Gallows Hill from the Rigels Band. And Shay is the one on the amazing fiddle, 18 years old, and she can play like this. That was Shay and the Rigel Band, and I know I'm sorry to see him go. I'm a big fan of Irish and Celtic music, so Jamie always busts on me about my musical tastes, but then hers are weird, too. We don't agree on most things, musical or TV or movies, for that matter, but I don't know why we get along so well and do the show so well together. You know, I wonder that sometimes. But let's take a listen and move on to Tiffany DeRose, also from the West Coast, with one called Rise Above.
In this pain of silence, oh,
It's Tiffany DeRosé. What an amazing voice she has, and I just love her music. She also, I think, is coming out with a new CD from what I've heard soon. She travels around and also does plays and does opera. She does a whole kind of, you can tell that she does opera. She has just an amazing voice. Tiffany DeRosé, not necessarily a horse girl herself, but she helps raise money for horse charities. So that's how she fits into the horse category here on Horses in the Morning. And of course, all the artists we play have something to do with horses. That's the criteria for getting them on our show and for getting them on Tune Tuesdays. If you're just tuning in, that's right. It is Tune Tuesday. I'm Glenn the Geek. You're listening to Horses in the Morning here on the Horse Radio Network all by myself this morning. But don't forget to tune in tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, live here on Horses in the Morning for Wheel of Trivia. You can play and win. All you have to do is answer one trivia, horsey trivia question correctly, and we'll spin the wheel for you to see what prize you win. And as I said, we have hundreds of dollars of prizes on the wheel. So tune in tomorrow morning for the Wheel of Trivia and give us a call at 347-637-3238 soon after the show starts, and we'll get you on to play the Wheel of Trivia. We have a lot of fun with that. We're enjoying that segment. We hope you are too. We hope you play along at home, but more so, we hope you call in. And now, because Jamie makes me do it, it's 2-4 Tuesday with a couple of Marianne Kennedy songs that we haven't played in their entirety lately. You'll hear pieces of them. We play pieces of them during the show, but we haven't played them all the way through. And these are a couple of my favorites, Green on Green and Clean and Stall.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire. Today you might get off scot-free, but chances are eventually he'll go up, you come down. That's when you'll understand this song. I can't tell you what to do, but green on green makes black and blue. My word, green on green makes black and blue. Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire. Today you might get off scot-free, but chances are eventually you go up, you come down. That's when you'll understand this song. I can't tell you what to do, but green on green makes black and blue. Meditation.
sort of like yoga's my religion. I get in a trance-like state as I pitch and as I rake. The smell of manure and sweet grass hay, what a beautiful way to start your day. I'm 5 foot, but I never feel as tall. It's when I'm cleaning stalls.
Yeah, boyfriend.
I contemplate the problems in the big city. It makes me feel sad. It makes me feel pity. I'm grateful for this life I lead. As I pet the cat and kiss my gelding's cheek, I fluff him up and lick him clean. Makes me healthy, keeps me lean. The smell of manure and sweet grass hay, what a beautiful way to start your day. All life's problems seem so small when I'm cleaning stalls. I'll be back tomorrow, that's for sure. 'Cause what goes in must come out. Isn't that what life's about? I rake 'em level, it looks so neat as I give the horses one more treat. Head to the house for another cup. This time of day, life's looking up. Smell of manure and sweet grass hay, what a beautiful way to start your day. I'm 5 foot, but I never feel as tall as when I'm cleaning stalls.
MarianneKennedy.com. And of course, Green on Green was done for Pat Parelli. I played at a Pat Parelli event, which is appropriate for sure. Well, two more for you today. The first one is from Sam Gay, Templeton Thompson's husband. He always sings some fun stuff. And this is a fun little song called A Place for Everything. Take a listen to this one. You're going to like it.
Backyard, there are piles of junk and two rusted cars. They remind him of his younger days. He keeps his memories scattered all over the place. He's a pack rat of some great repute, a fact that no man can dispute. Mom just shakes her head and sighs and keeps her kitchen clean. There's a place for everything. So why can't he ever find anything? Still he's comforted just knowing that it's always there if he needs it.
barns to house his stuff. There are shelves and bins and hooks and dust. His little empire fills him up with pride. The neighbors cringe, but he just smiles. There's a place for everything. So why? Still he's comforted just knowing that it's always there if he needs it. Well, I must admit, I understand, 'cause we share this trait with his old man. He's got higher piles of junk than mine, but I'm sure I'll catch up in time. There's a place for everything. So why can't we ever find anything? Still we're comforted just knowing that it's always there if we need it. He's got buckets full of rusted bolts and two drawers packed with old remotes from TVs that died long ago and ashes from an old wood stove. There's a workbench pile of wires and screws and things he's not sure what they do. He's got stacks of shingles and a perfect roof and old electric motors too. There's a place for everything. There's a place for everything. There's a place for everything. There's a place for every little bitty tiny thing.
That was Templeton Thompson's husband. His name is Sam Gay, G-A-Y, and you can find all of his music on iTunes. That's the best place to go. There are a lot of fun songs. I'll play some more for you as we go along. He seems to always sing the silly fun ones, and that I've never heard before. Like, I had certainly never heard that one before. Well, we're going to finish with his wife, actually, today, When I Get Where I Am Going, from Templeton Thompson. We'll see y'all live here tomorrow morning for Wheel of Trivia, 9 a.m. on Wednesday, here on Horses in the Morning. Jamie, Jennifer, and I will all be back. And don't forget to get your ads in for Really Bad Ads on Friday. We had a lot of fun with that last week, and I'm sure we will again this week. So get your ads in off of Craigslist. Just get on Craigslist. Takes 5 minutes to find some really crappy ads. Send them in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Don't forget you can hear all the past episodes of Horses in the Morning at horsesinthemorning.com. And you can hear the 50 most recent episodes on iTunes. And that's the best way to do it, is just subscribe on iTunes, get them automatically downloaded to your iPod or your MP3 player. But another place you can hear all of our shows and get them streamed to your phone live is at the Hallway Feeds app. Just search for Hallway Feeds in the App Store on the iPhone, and you'll find all of our shows under the podcast section with the Hallway Feeds app. And it's a neat little app. I use it all the time on my iPod as well. That's it for this week. We'll be back again next Tuesday with another Tune Tuesday and all the horsey music you care to listen to here on Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek, playing you out with When I Get Where I'm Going. Thank you.
Gonna grow.